Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life behind the scenes of a YouTube creator. And it must be around the 14th, I suppose. Is it the 15th now? It's Tuesday, isn't it? And I have an interview at midday today, which was moved from yesterday. So that's all good. And I am going to be expecting a parcel, which hopefully will arrive before Sunday, and all will be revealed on the Sunday pipe show, which would be nice. So that's something to look forward to. Julia and I, last night, started to read the second book now in the instalment of the Horseman Riding By series by R.F. Delderfield. We read the first one, A Summer's Day, which was about 700 pages or whatever it was. And then we paused and we read my book, Splidge the Craigflinger, the second one, because we'd read the first one. And we've got the Isle of Gud to read yet, but we thought we'd have a break from that. It's nice to read other people's works, of course. And so that's that. Yes, muggy day today, it looks like. More work on the book. I did work on the book yesterday, but I wrote a scene, and as I wrote it, I read it back. I didn't feel it was quite right. I don't know how these things are. And I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm looking for something. All this noise, I'm sorry, apologies for that. Oh, there's two of these. I don't know which one's which. Oh, I think that one. That one will do it. I'm going to rewrite it this morning. Hopefully it'll be quicker because I've got... yes, they need to go in on about it, but because you, without knowing the book, it's all quite irrelevant, really. So that's part of my task. I'm trying to get to the end of the book now as quickly as I can. So I spent a bit of time yesterday on that. Sent off a legal letter on behalf of Julia. Or was it a lawful letter? It wasn't an awful letter. No. So that was interesting. So got that done. Another bit of the puzzle sorted. Just getting myself comfortable. Julia's just, her ex needed her to be back so he can disappear off to work. So she could go back and look after the children early this morning. So she's gone to do that. And I am, so I've got to try and think of a monologue for today. I'll go through the emails. I went through, of course, yesterday was Monday. I've been away most of the weekend, what with the trip to the monster trucks. Oh my goodness. That just reminded me of being at Chessington World of Adventures. I think I mentioned that yesterday. Horrendous sort of thing. But, you know, it reminded me of those days, and it reminded me of, well, it was the commercialism of everything. You walked in, you paid to walk into a commercial thing in which they are effectively just robbing you blind. I mean, they really are, for so little. And yet the insistence of the children, it is a shame that we live in that world of commercialism. And if you don't have children, you have yet to experience what that is. But I'm trying to think, I mean, it would have been Chessington, Alton Towers, you know, these theme parks that kids in the old days wanted to go to. I guess they still do. I can't think. When mine were young, we took them to Poulton's Park, which is, I think, near Romsey. somewhere around down that neck of the woods, sort of the other side of Southampton, if I remember rightly. And that, I can't remember what was there. It was just a few rides and things. I'm surprised that was like 30 years ago. But you do what you have to do. Then the day before, we were down in Keystoke doing talks with the Sovereign lot and all of that, and drove back. And then yesterday, as I say, I was working on my stuff, getting back. And of course, when you're away, the emails, they just... So I caught up with pretty much most of them. Julia, unfortunately, I say unfortunately, Julia was given an envelope to us. We don't know what was in it. She put it in her bag, and I thought, as she put it in her bag, oh, I better put that in my pocket, just in case. Yeah. It's lost. I don't know who it's from, and I don't know what was in it, but somebody had gone up to Julia and said, oh, you know, I wanted to give you this. So it may have been some money, but it also, it may have been a letter or something for the show or something like that. And I feel very remorse about that, that it's lost. I don't blame Julia. Well, she's got a tiny little bag, and she must have taken it out and put it somewhere, but she can't remember. And the thing is, there was a lot going on. There always is at these events. And they're always wanting to talk to us, which is lovely. One of the things that people do at these events is they try to tell me in huge detail that you're surrounded by people and lots of other people want to talk to you. And they want to talk to you and tell you in huge detail about something that's happened to them or what they're working on or whatever. And I have got no qualms, and I enjoy talking to people, and it's very kind to speak to people, to listen to people. I'm very honoured to have people would be interested to talk to me in the first place. But I can't take it all in, you know, and I have to say, can you just send that to me on an email so I can reference it and read it and study it in peace and quiet, rather than trying to take it all in at an event when 100 people want to talk to you and you've got to give a talk, and it's very noisy and bustly and all of that. And people don't really, you know, they don't consider that. I'm not blaming them. They're probably excited to make contact with you. Or with me. So, I've just lit my pipe, as you probably heard. And I'm smoking Connoisseur's Choice by Peterson's. Which is nice. I like the bigger flake, the bigger cut, rather, of leaves. There seems to be a number of different, you know, there's a very fine sort of shag, I think they call it. And there's ready rubbed. And then there's a rough cut, which I think that's what this is. And I quite like the rough cut. It seems to take longer to burn, and I just like it. It seems to last longer in the tin, and as it's all so damn expensive, but here we are. Anyway, I'm not really saying very much this morning. I'm just mellowing out. I had a cup of coffee this morning that tasted a bit grim. As you probably gather, I get up and make Julia and I a cup of drink. I usually have a cup of coffee, and Julia usually she's got this passion or preference for a lemon tea that she has. I think it's disgusting. But because it's sort of artificial. Everything about it is chemically induced, but she has been hooked on it. I don't think there's any real lemons in it at all. Anyway, she drinks this stuff. And so I make her that, and I make myself a cup of coffee, and I put the cream of a new bottle of milk in. It was frozen, and it was unfrozen in the fridge. And it was just didn't taste nice. I'm going to have to go and make myself another one and see if it was just my taste buds that morning. Or whether I don't know, where the milk was off. Couldn't have been the milk. It's been frozen, so there was something about it that was just not working. Well, I don't really have a lot to say today. I'm sorry about that. Steady. I don't have anything ready to hand to read to you either at the moment. So I won't linger in your ear waffling about nothing, because I think you've probably got busy lives. But anyway, I think I'll go and make myself a cup of coffee. I might make a real cup of coffee for a change, rather than this Dow Egberts Instant. I like the Dow Egberts Instant, I mean. But I might make a real black one, go through my emails, and also it's quite nice sometimes just to sit and smoke one's pipe for inspiration for the show. Somebody said to me, you kind of moved away from all the truth and the conspiratorial stuff. And I said, well, I have a little bit, because it's the same old. After a while, you just realise you're talking to the same old people, same old thing. And I don't want to do the scaremongering. We're just desperate to get on the land. We're desperate to get on with the farming. We need some money. So what do you do? Meanwhile, the 5G's going up. The great taking is happening. The imprisonment, the 15-minute cities, all of those things are still encroaching on us. People aren't waking up. It's a clever move, because the philosophy that they have takes generations. And we now see, I mean, you know, I can talk about this sort of stuff till the cows come home. We now see a world in which people are working, both partners are working 9 to 5, whatever, with a commute, and nobody's able to pay their bills. And you think, hang on a minute, here we are in the 21st century, supposedly the most sophisticated we've ever been, if we believe the history that's come to us. We have a government that people are dissatisfied with, and yet nobody seems to want to do anything about it other than moan. We have a legal system and a lawful system that people still cannot get their head round the name, and they believe that the birth certificate actually relates to them. Most people do not have any understanding that they are merely consciousness and what's real. They don't know who they are or what they are. They spend their time watching distraction television and taking in false information from mainstream media, being lied to left, right and centre, and indoctrinated at school to understand this is a very limited way of thinking. And you just go, in the end, you just think, well, I don't know what's going to happen, really. Because now people have taken this, they've lined up, self-poisoned themselves with a technology that's got nanobots in it, that's being controlled by the 5G to be not only potentially physically dangerous to them, to knock out some of the population, but also contains the ability to alter their minds and be controlled through AI, apparently. So, and of course, most people can't see any of this, and they're blind to it, and the more that they've taken their boosters and stuff, the more... I mean, I don't know if you go driving or anything, but it does seem that there are COVIDiots out there now who are not concentrating, unable to concentrate, driving erratically, it seems to be. It's a Wild West. Unfortunately, it's made up of people who think they're doing the right thing, but they've been so indoctrinated, they cannot look at the other side of the coin, and they cannot work out what's going on, even when people are telling them and saying, you know, I mean, the health thing is the scary thing. They'll take the jab, they'll take the booster, then they'll have serious health problems, but they cannot correlate the two things together. Oh, no. And you do think, well, is there something in the bloody... Is there something in the drug that they've injected into themselves that makes them so stupid they cannot see that as a result of being perfectly healthy, well, who's perfectly healthy these days, but being reasonably healthy, that after the jab, bang, something serious happens and they can't go, oh, I wonder if there was a connection. And even if somebody suggests it, no. They can't see it. Cognitive dissonance. It's a very scary thing. But the light will shine through in the end. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye for now.